So we have a little bit more to go, just a few more sentences by Murshid. Wisdom is a great teacher. It shows man what he is when he lets the ego be free and uncontrolled, and what one gains by control of the ego. Imagine a rider sitting on a horse without reins in his hands, letting the horse go free wherever it likes. He risks his life at every moment. He risks his life at every moment. The happiness is his who rides on the horse and controls it and has the reins in his hands. He is the master of his journey. He is the master of his journey. Wisdom is a great teacher. It shows man what he is when he lets the ego be free and uncontrolled, and what he gains by control of the ego. Imagine a rider sitting on a horse without reins in his hand, letting the horse go free wherever he likes. He risks his life at every moment. The happiness is his who rides on the horse and controls it and has the reins in his hand. He is the master of his journey. So it might be fun for a while to run on a horse that's going a little crazy. Could be slightly entertaining and exhilarating. But one's life could become in peril, and that's not just the outer life, that's also the inner life. But through this determination, one can accomplish much and become masterful on the journey to the goal with a capital G.
God, a little man stands on a great man. Just go direct.
Go direct, that's it. That's perfect. Go direct. So just a few pithy statements from a book titled Spiritual Liberty, by Murshid Hidayat Inayat Khan, and this is on the title, On the Path of Discipleship. On the Path of Discipleship. Spirituality is natural nobility. What is the use of religion, philosophy, or of mysticism if these do not awaken in one's heart that spirit and that inclination which is divine? Spirituality, which is hidden in every soul, is natural nobility. And in the unfolding of this innate nobility, one's divine origin is revealed. The purpose of all the striving on the spiritual path is to discover this nobility. The purpose of all the striving on the spiritual path is to discover this nobility. Although, one need not really strive for it, because this divine nobility manifests by itself when one is conscious of one's divine heritage. Like our friend Ayaz. In the outer world, there is such a thing as aristocracy and democracy. But in spiritual unfoldment, both become one, culminating in real perfection. A flower proves to be genuine by its fragrance, a jewel by its radiance, a fruit by its sweetness, and a soul proves to be genuine when revealing itself as the seed of God. A flower proves to be genuine by its fragrance. Not the artificial flowers I have around the house, by the way. They're pretty. Even the hummingbirds come and the squirrels come and chew on them and then look at them in disbelief. It's like, there's no taste here. There's no honey here. There's no nectar. So a flower proves to be genuine by its fragrance. A jewel proves to be by its radiance. A fruit by its sweetness. And a soul proves to be genuine by revealing itself as the seed of God. Let us, just for a little bit, with the sound of the drone of the Shridi box, sing the Anayat Khan Zikr. Leo, it's okay, honey. Come on. Mail me out, maybe. What is your favorite part, Leo? La la la. There is nothing. Only God is. There is nothing. Only God is. There is nothing. Only God is. O thou, who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us thy great goodness. Teach us thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide. Send us the peace of thy divine spirit, and unite us all in thy perfect being. Public service announcement that if these teachings are of benefit, to please support them with your generosity so that we can continue to do this work. Any donations received help with only the work and the spreading of the message. None of it stays here, and we also disperse the funds to help projects that are connected with the Sufi movement and other Sufi organizations. If you think about what it costs to go to a movie, then hopefully you'll see the real value of the class. Now, I'm going to close the broadcast here, but not without dedicating merit. If there's been any merit in what we've done here today together, may it spread in all directions. May it aid and assist all sentient beings from beginningless time to the end of infinite time. We want to thank those holy beings, master saints, and prophets that we invoked in the beginning that have come here to hold us in their hearts. We thank you to hearing our call.